Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Ready for the Tuesday edition of Sports Time Radio, because, hey, if not, we're rolling it out anyways. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, you know, the blogs go up on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so look for something popping up there. Hopefully sometime tomorrow morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link, get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate it. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan the Man with three E's.
All right, Dan. So, baseball has decided to cancel Marlin games until Sunday, which is probably a pretty decent move while they try to clear this up. And, you know, it'll give the media a lot more time to go out and talk about how stupid Major League Baseball is and, you know, kind of come up with whatever other story that they want to come up with here. What I did notice, Dan, and I thought this was kind of interesting because, again, you know, we've mentioned it here before. When you tell the entire story, it attempts to ruin what you're trying to get across. Dan, I have yet to hear anybody mention that no Philadelphia Philly player, coach, manager, whatever, tested positive. So it was obviously just something that happened to the Marlins during the series. And my guess is it probably didn't happen in, I don't know if it's still called Veterans Stadium, where the Phillies play. I don't think it is now. I'm sure it's got a sponsored name and they have the ballpark. But kind of forgot to include that. Guess I'm not surprised by it because, like I said, you don't want to ruin a good story about how dumb baseball is. So I don't know. Hotel, bus, airplane, they picked it up somewhere, and it's bad for them. But luckily, everybody else is clean.
I mean,
so I don't know.
Sorry.
Why would they leave that out, Dan? That's terrible.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I'm sure Phillies or Bryce Harper and company have a sigh of relief, but, I mean, you're right. You can't ruin a good story with facts, you know.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to throw that out there because, that's just one of those things that bother me because I hate when the media does that and it's like, oh, you know, this – and, you know, like now the new thing is this is a nightmare scenario. Apparently they haven't really been following what's been going on in the world because it's been a nightmare scenario since what, 8 months ago, 6 months ago, however you want to look at it. You know, just cause one team got sick doesn't make it a nightmare scenario. So, you may want to, come on, and I get it. You're looking for those taglines so people will tune in and watch you, but it's not freaking Orson Welles and War of the Worlds here, so let's be a little realistic.
Yeah, and it's not really taglines to watch. It's clickbait, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's what I meant. It used to be a tagline to watch, but I'm old. You have to remember that. Now it's clickbait. I forget those things. But, yeah, it's funny you listening to them, because they talk about how, these guys are, they're so close together and they can't take the proper precautions. And, I got to tell you, Dan, I've watched a few games and baseball has done a whole hell of a lot more taking precautions than I know where I work at, where people literally have to work right on top of each other because that's what you need to do to get the job done. So, I mean, there's legitimately no, they do the best they can, but there's no social distancing where I work. And, they're attempting to get people to wear masks, but, you know, you've got a guy or two locked in a 100-degree trailer with a mask on trying to breathe. Not literally locked in, but he's got to, you know, go in there to do the work.
He might as well be.
And, you know, imagine what that's like.
Big Jack, I've been outside at 90-degree weather at a, you know, the big box nursery type store, moving wood with a mask on, and I can't even imagine what that guy in the truck's going through.
Yeah.
You know,
so
at least
I
had a breathe.
Yeah, you know, so baseball, let me tell you, baseball is doing a pretty good job of, you know, trying to keep players apart and doing the best they can right now with it. I'm not sure if these media members just live sheltered lives or if maybe they forgot what it was like before they got on the Mickey Mouse Network and they were paid just to sit in front of their laptop and talk into their webcam. You know, since they get together, you know, there are more people besides Major League Baseball players that are going out and experiencing this at a much, much tighter network and situation than what baseball is going through. And I get that it's your job to talk about sports, but you also have to figure out a way to be relatable to these other people that are out there doing this on a daily basis. That, you know, like, because the other thing I saw is I know teachers are protesting about being expendable because they want to go back to the classrooms. Now, I saw a bunch of signs how, you know, and it's like, okay, great, I get it. You're taking your life into your hands with the children by dealing with this. Where have you been since my company never stopped working or any of the other companies that never stopped working? You know, I didn't hear anybody come out and try to defend us. Hell, our union didn't even try to defend us. They said, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to get you hazard pay. And then we never heard about it again because that's what they do. They just want our dues out of our weekly check, and they could give a crap if you get sick or, you know, any of that stuff. I mean, I know that for a fact because I got sick. So I get the system. I know how much everybody cared about me while I was sick. So, don't try to, you know, wrap a bow around a pile of crap and tell me it's a present because, you know, it's not. I mean, do your job, yes, but do your job the right way so it's not garbage. It was one of my favorite shows I was watching, and I just had to turn it off after I'm listening to talk about the baseball because I didn't care anymore because they were – so out of their league, you know, maybe that's it, Dan. Maybe it's sports people talking about science that they just don't get. But you would think, I mean, they're college graduates. They're intelligent people. They would have half an idea, right? Or is it just the fact that they have no real-world experience anymore?
I think they just don't have real-world experience anymore. You know, the things like some of the things that you and I have done for the first time in our lives and, you know, if it weren't for this, we probably would have never done, you know, Instacart. And I mean, I can't take away Amazon. We would be doing Amazon regardless. But, you know, a lot of that, the online shopping, you know, it's been pretty much that's all we've done. You know, my wife and I, well, she had to go first because, you know, I don't follow rule, you know, whatever. Let's not even get into this part, but, you know, I was like, you know, something's got to give. I'm like, these grocery bills are way too damn high. And I'm like, and then, you know, on top of that, the amount of money we're tipping, I mean, I get it. They're going out and putting themselves at risk, but I'm like, it's Aldi. And you're tipping $25-$30. I'm like,
oh, good Lord.
It's Aldi. Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, you know, our $75 grocery bill is max, you know, hitting $100-$130. I'm like, this is just out of control. And, you know, like you said, with some of the people working for Mickey Mouse, like you think once you get your payday, you know, they've probably been doing Peapod for God knows how long, you know. So I don't know. I think that's the one thing is going to the Mickey Mouse Network, especially. I mean, no, we don't have a socialist or communist state-run media, but if you really look into it, all our media is backed by some form of politicians who spread their agenda via the television. So, and people still follow it and watch it. So, you know, they have to reiterate what they're supposed to regurgitate. But if you remember, when we, I wouldn't say when we first started doing this podcast, but a couple of years ago, you know, when we were heavily, we had a heavy guest, you know, from different websites, you know, different writers, then they all figured out that they could do a podcast too and stopped joining us and started doing their own. but if you remember the one site we used, we, you know, we were pretty much, I'll just throw it out there. We were pretty much, you know, on the team of Fansided. You know, I mean, I would say we had literally every single website under their umbrella, sports related, that is, you know, that covers teams. We didn't do a whole lot with our local teams because obviously between you and I and Mr. Fantasy at the time, we were able to cover that pretty well. But we enjoyed bringing those guys in too. But you remember that aside from them all creating their own podcast, a lot of that stuff started falling off because these guys got tired of working for them because, let's just say they worked for the Nationals or Cubs website. All of a sudden, they're being told, hey, you got to write about, you know, Game of Thrones. You got to write about what's going on in the news today. And it's like, dude, I signed up for sports. I do this for fun. We're not getting, you know, wages to live off of. This is, you know, a supplement. Not even, it wouldn't even be considered supplemental. It was just what they did because they enjoyed it and they got a little bit of money with it. And all of a sudden they've got to, you know, preach what's out there. And, you know, we lost a lot of guys because they were done, you know, and then they weren't that good at fantasy. No, that's another.
Even though they said they were.
But,
to be fair.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, that's the one.
The one guy didn't want to join our league because he thought it was going to be unfair to us, and then he joined and didn't make the playoffs or something. So I thought that was.
Yeah. So, but you know, and that's the other thing. It's like they don't know. They're not covering this on a you know daily. So. Well, you could put your 2 cents in, you know, that's why you and I haven't really gave what we know and we don't pretend to be scientists and I just sit here with my foil hat, you know.
Yeah, no, after not, you know, being able to pass those tests, I'm, you know, completely clueless about what goes on in the world, especially because I thought I did really well. So that'll teach me a lesson. But, yeah, I get it. You know, you have an opinion like everybody else, but, don't try to drop it in like it's, you know, a nightmare. Oh, this is a nightmare scenario for Major League Baseball. Do you really think that they didn't think this was going to happen or this couldn't happen? You know, because I know they were talking about how there was some 113-page report that went around. But there was nothing about what baseball would do if a team had an outbreak, even though if you go back, maybe it was a week or two ago, Rob Manfred actually mentioned in an interview that he has the power to move a team to a neutral site if he feels it's safer for the team. Nobody's mentioned that. Why do I know it? I'm some schmuck who talks to you on the phone, you know, 4 days a week and then spends the other one with his buddy Stu. Why do I remember this when somebody on a national sports network doesn't? And obviously mine and your job isn't exclusively sports. You know, you've been working at home for what feels like 10 years, even though it's only been a few months. You know, I got to get up in the middle of the night to go to work. You know, at least I get to leave, so that's a, you know, that's a plus. I get to go outside. You know, why do you and I remember these things and go over these things, but the people who get paid to do it, have interns to do the research for them, and have a gigantic public television platform that you and I don't have, don't remember these things. It makes no sense to me.
They don't care. They're cashing checks.
Yeah. Because God forbid, again, you get the whole story out there. You just got to make sure you get the part out there that makes you look good. So, just, I don't know, it just drives me nuts. So, all right, let's get over this. But, yeah, so it looks like, the Marlins are postponed through Sunday. It's funny, Dan, it's the only thing I'm really interested in that I haven't heard yet. I want to know how they're going to make up these games. You and I talked a little bit about it yesterday, but nobody said anything. How are we making up these games?
You want to know how?
We're not.
No, I've got the solution. I mean, along with what's going on with baseball, again, I can agree with all but one rule. And so in light of making a mockery of the game, the solution would be, how many games do they miss? Give me a number, Big Jack. Give me a number. How many games do you anticipate being missed because of that?
As of right now, it's 7.
7 games for one team, correct?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. You take, I'm assuming it would be, the home, whatever team, let's just go with the Marlins, and then the two teams are up against, right? So in one day, you can knock it all out. And how do you do that, Big Jack? Simple. Extra inning rules.
There you
go. The Marlins go up against team one for 3 games. You don't even need to do innings or anything. You do one inning. You put a guy on second, and then you let him, that would be the game. You don't even just go 3 outs until someone scores and wins. And then you do that, 3 times for each game that's missed. And there you go. It's all made up. I mean, you don't have to do anything. You can knock it all out in one day, or 2 days, because obviously you want to clean the facility and, get the other team in.
Yeah, because what they're missing is a home-and-home series with Baltimore. They were supposed to host Baltimore for 2 yesterday and today, and then go to Baltimore for 2 on Wednesday and Thursday. And then they come back home. They were supposed to host Washington for 3 games over the weekend. So those are the 7 games they're going to miss. I guess my other kind of, what would be a strange question here, Dan, is, The Marlins do have a day off, so they have the extra day. They won't play again until Tuesday, August 4th. But that means they're only getting, 8 days for their players to recover. Are these 11, or I can't remember if it was 11 or 13 or how many players actually tested positive. They're not all going to be ready to go, and nobody's really stated what the plan is. Are all these guys going on the COVID-19 list? Are they calling guys up? Are they going to be trying to sign people off the street? They can't even go get Matt Harvey because he just signed a deal with the Royals. So how, obviously they have like 19 healthy players that they had with them, but how do they fill out their bench if they've got, if they're going to have to play?
You just go with it. Go with the flow.
Humorously, they got off to a 2-3 start. They took 2-3 from the Phillies. So, they weren't the craptacular Marlins coming out of the gate. I mean, I don't think anybody expected them to contend, but again, in a season like this, you never know. So I'm just kind of baffled by, we're gonna let them play, but how are they fielding a team? So, Right. I don't know. They're just going to run down the streets of Miami and be like, hey, you want to play today? What are you doing?
No, it'd be like Little League. Yeah. We're going to need two of your guys.
I don't know. But all right, a little more, I don't know. Let's call it a little more serious baseball news. Dana, I got to tell you, I was really surprised when I read this, but the Braves have designated pitcher Mike Fulton-Nawitz for assignment. Now, you know, of course, this means they have, you know, it's the 10 days for him to be either traded or released. You know, he's 28 years old. He was supposed to be one of those guys who was a building block of their staff. And, you know, he was an all-star and a Cy Young contender just a couple years ago. He had some injury issues last year, went 8-6 in 21 starts with a 4.54 ERA. Didn't have a very good start coming out of the gate this year, and I guess that was it. They just shipped him off. Are you as surprised as I am to see, you know, this guy kind of hitting the bricks?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't see him obviously as like a number one or anything like that, but I also didn't picture him being gone. So you've got to wonder what do they have in the wings? We're waiting.
Yeah, well, you know, they've always had a lot of good young pitching. So I guess we're gonna see more of it. The other starters so far this year have been Mike Soroka, Max Fried, and Sean Newcomb. And for years they've talked about Tuki Toussaint, who actually did a little work out of the bullpen already this year. They have the King, but he opted out. They're waiting for Cole Hamels to return from injury, so I don't know if it's, you know, a guy like Kyle Wright, or I believe they picked up your guy, Julie Chassin, when he was released. And then they have former Indian starter Josh Tomlin, but I don't know if any of those guys, you know, they would be actually, in my opinion, maybe a notch below Fulton-Nawitz. So I don't know if I understand the move, or obviously I'm guessing they knew something we don't, right, to make this decision?
Yeah, you've got to wonder what's wrong with his arm.
Right. You know, that was the first thing I was thinking is, was there something, you know, something going on? And, he was due to make a little over $6.4 million this year. They'll have to pay a portion of that unless a team claims him. My guess at this point is you're just kind of waiting out the 10 days because you're not going to pick up that type of a salary. So you wait the 10 days and then, pick him up for the league minimum. I can't see this guy being unemployed more than those 10 days. Can you?
No, not at all.
I get it. You know, he had a bad start to kick off the year, but so did Shohei Ohtani, and you don't see the you don't see the Angels running him off. They're scheduled to play Tampa Bay tonight. Let me see. I don't have this. Let me see if I can find the starting pitching because I don't have it in front of me. It was just – I was kind of like, oh, okay, this is interesting. You look at a guy, I mean, he was 13-10 a couple years ago. And, like you said, he wasn't going to be the ace of the staff, but – he definitely looked like he could be a solid number three or maybe a really good number four. And now it's like, oh, okay, well, we'll see you later. All Yeah, it looks like right now Kyle Wright is going to get the start tonight for Atlanta, and then they're going back to the top of the rotation. So they actually have a hole right now. Fulton Awit's next start would have been Saturday. So they actually have that blank right now as to who's going to take his spot. So we'll have to kind of wait and see what Atlanta decides to do there.
Now, do you think it has anything to do with the new manager? Because I believe it's technically the interim from last year, who's been with the Braves for longer than I've been alive. So, I mean, that is pretty considerate because I'm 40. So I forget the number. I think it's like 44 or something. He's been in the system.
Yeah.
You know, with him coming in, I would think he's definitely has a lot more insight onto anybody that's been in the Braves organization. And I forgot where Fulton Awit came from. Did he come up from there? And do you think that's part of the reason? Like, I can't see a coach or manager just not liking a guy, but maybe not liking what he has seen in the past and kind of has that realization that it's just not going to work for him in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, you do wonder, you know, maybe if it wasn't the manager, if it was, you know, the general manager or just somebody in that front office that, you know, saw something or knew something that, you know, it just, because, I mean, you know, you're one start in. So how do you decide that, you know, and I mean, it's not like a veteran guy that you brought in to just kind of, you know, fill a role or something like that. I mean, this is your, I believe he was their own homegrown guy. I can double check that here. But yeah, it wasn't, he was originally drafted by the Astros, but you know, obviously never played in the majors for them. The Braves picked him up when he was, you know, still in his, you know, got his 20s, I'm sure. I want to say teens, but yeah, he was 23 his first year with Atlanta. He did actually pitch in 16 games out of the Astros bullpen before coming over back in 2014. But yeah, I don't know. Maybe, you know, does he not throw 100 miles an hour? I know that's always a negative in today's game. But yeah, I mean, he's, you know, he like I said, I don't think he's going to be out of a gig for more than the 10 days. You know, especially at 28 years old and with the way the season is shaken out, I'm sure there'll be, you know, guys all over him. Hey, do you know he's from Manuka? You're here in Illinois? So,
no. It's pretty close.
Yeah, maybe that means a couple. I do have good news for you, Dan. You'll be very excited. I came across this story while I was reading the Fulton Awit stuff. Your guy, and when I mean your guy, Dan, I really mean your guy, Fernando Rodney, on the verge of signing with the Astros.
No way.
You're excited about that, aren't you?
I mean, that doesn't solve their Justin Verlander issue.
So, yeah, but it makes you happy, right? I mean, he's never played for the Astros, so it would be a new team.
It would also be 15?
Like his 18th year in baseball. So, how many teams? Let's see. How many teams is that here? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. They will be his 13th team.
Oh, I was off by one. I said 14.
Yeah, so...
I think you said
15, but either way, it was close enough. You were a lot closer than anybody else would have got. So, yeah, so look for that. I mean, apparently, like they say, this is on the verge of happening. So it looks like it's something that's going to be pretty, you know, pretty quick here. He got a ring last year, right? He was with the Nationals. So.
Yeah.
You know,
he
there you go.
He picks up. Or...
No, he's actually only got the one. That was it. So
he's always there, like the year before or year after.
Yeah. Well, you know, he spent like a season and a half in Oakland, or maybe a whole season, and you know they never quite got there. And he spent a little while with the Cubs. So.
Yeah, well, that's what I meant. I think he came to the Cubs after or before the World Series.
Cool, 2015. Yeah, 2015 he was a Cub. So. But yeah, I knew, you know, when I saw that, I knew you would get a kick into that one, that, you know, you'll have to go in and make the waiver claim. So.
Oh, I don't have to do any. I can, because it's not, it's Yahoo. They don't care. you could draft a guy who's been deemed out for the season before the season starts.
Yeah. You know, once he's signed, you'll have to, you'll have to go out and get him. But, you know, while we're on pitching news here, Dan, we'll just keep going with pitching. The Cardinals have announced that Miles Mikolas will undergo right flexor tendon surgery and is done for the year. So add him to the heap of players who are just getting injured, be it Corey Kluber, who's actually hurt, or Justin Verlander, who appears to be pretending to be hurt. So... One more guy for the pile, Dan.
Yeah. Well, and I saw a funny meme today. I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but it was a picture of Justin Verlander and his wife, and, you know, how do you have a sore arm?
Oh, that's terrible.
To her.
That is terrible. I mean, I'd have laughed at it had I seen it, but that's just terrible.
Oh, I couldn't stop laughing when I saw that one. But,
yeah,
I
did forget Ken, the Blue Jays closer, as well as has a forearm issue. So we're racking up the pitching injuries.
Yeah, and if you were wondering, I did get an update. The Nationals, which I was way off, their gold hats World Series hats were available through MLB Shop and only through them. So if you missed it, if you got a small head, then you're probably okay to look right now, but I missed it. You know, and this is a stupid off-topic question or saying what I'm going to say, though. It's just, it's really dumb that the company that makes the hats, New Era, itself didn't have this available on their website. And then the fact that it's only available through MLB Shop makes absolutely no sense to me, because the MLB Shop, along with Lids and every other sports retailer that has an online store, unless it's a physical store that you could shop online from, they're all ran by Fanatics. And Fanatics still hasn't gotten back to me about when they're getting it. I mean, I'm hoping they'll be produced again. Everyone knows them. Should know, I'm a big hat guy, so these are the ones I collect that I don't wear. Just the World Series, it's all in gold, it's badass, and I'm kind of pissed because, you know, you can still find the Cubs one. You can still find that. You know, they made like 30 million of those. So yeah, I just brought that up because I've got the Nats game on in the background, and I just saw the gold hat, and I was just reminded of why I was so pissy with the New Era. You know, but are you attributing anything to the pitcher injuries? Do you think it's just because they're so off their game?
Yeah, you know, I'm starting to wonder, you know, if maybe there's some kind of connection. You know, like I also saw, and I forgot to mention, Alex Wood from the Dodgers headed to the IL, but that's not a huge surprise because he's on the IL every year. So I don't know if you can kind of attribute that to, you know, what's going on there. But, yeah, I really don't know. I was trying to figure out if there was – some kind of connection somewhere with the way, you know, this is kind of going on. And I mean, you know, three, you know, I think it was three of the guys had forearm issues. So, you know, you wonder if maybe that's it. I mean, I know, you know, Corey Kluber, obviously, he was shut down all last season, but that was because he got hit by a line drive. So, you know, for him to come up injured, that, you know, that's a big red flag. And it's, I don't know, it's just kind of, you know, it seems kind of strange that all these guys are just dropping, you know, quickly, and especially because I didn't think they would be asked to throw that many innings. So I don't know. It's a weird circumstance. But I mean, I don't know. Do you think there's a connection?
I think there could be. I'm going to say it's because of COVID.
Yeah. Well, that's what you have to say, right? I mean, you just kind of be like, hey, this is why this is happening. So.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to have Tommy John today. Why? What happened? COVID.
Okay.
And then everyone just goes. United, they go, oh. Everyone just goes, oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But, you know, I also did see that Patrick Mahomes is spending his money well. Did you see he bought part of the Kansas City Royals?
Yeah, so did he buy out George Brett or bad joke?
So, yeah, I don't think they did they say, like, I don't think, I you know, I know, like, they used the term, like, partial ownership, so I don't think they ever actually said, like, how much of the team he owns or, you know, anything like that, but. You know, I mean, I you know, it's nice that, you
know, for
he's
me,
keeping everything local, right?
You know, I'm a fan of baseball. I love all of it, but it's interesting to me because, you know, with everything else that goes on, these things all have to be approved and by Major League Baseball, yada, yada, yada. So it's, you know, the press release just pretty much says that he's a partner in the ownership group of this franchise, along with the rest of Kansas City. So, you know, I guess part of it is I didn't realize his dad played baseball and was a Royal himself. So, you know, he grew up, I guess he pitched 11 seasons. So that's pretty cool. You know, like you said, the press release, and I don't think we're going to know how much he has. I just think we're going to know that he's invested in the team. And, you know, that's probably as far as it's going to be. You know, I'm sure he'll be in the owner's boots when he can be. But, you know, for me as a fan of both the Royals and, well, I'm not, but speaking as a fan for both teams, I don't know. I think this just shows a lot of loyalty to the city itself, and that those Chiefs fans, that I'm sure, you know, roll over into Royals fans, appreciate what he's doing and know that he is behind the team and wants to help see the baseball team succeed, especially in these times with what's going on in the, I forgot the billions of dollars that the teams are going to, you know, collectively lose. So, you know, for Kansas City, I think this just shows that the kid wants to be there. He loves that he's there, and he's going to do everything he can to, you know, be a part of that city and not just the quarterback that might be gone in two seasons or something, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just
I think it's a cool thing. I think it's cool that he's able to kind of get in with that.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of, you know, I thought it was, you know, good, cool that he did it. You know, I was going to say neat, but I'm old, and that's just not a word you use anymore. So I stayed away from that one.
Yeah, well, I'm sure when you dress up, you look sharp, right?
Yeah, I do, actually. But when I do dress up, I look, you know, I'm a sharp-dressed man. You know, that's just how things go for me.
Yeah, I mean, what's your thought on it? As a fan, you know, obviously you're here, but you're a Seattle guy. So I'm, oh, damn it. I wish they would have released the Kraken stuff early.
Yeah.
You know, what is your thought behind it? Maybe, you know, a little bit of professional thought and then more of a fan stance on it.
Yeah, you know, oddly, I don't have much of a professional thought on it. I'm just kind of like, you know, I like the fact that he's investing where he's playing. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, we all know he's a Kansas City Chief. He's going to be a Kansas City Chief for, you know, a very long time, according to that contract. So, you know, I like the fact that that's where he decided to do it. And, you know, it's nice to see, you know, I guess you would call it, you know, a positive, because you see, you know, unfortunately, so much is reported about the negatives about what athletes do, and especially the NFL. You know, they're definitely kind of singled out for the negativity that, you know, that kind of goes on with their league. So, I think it's cool that it's a young guy doing something, you know, interesting with his money. You know, he didn't buy 10 houses and he didn't buy 25 cars. You know, he bought part of a sports team. And, you know, at least he wasn't involved in purchasing the Mets. So I think that's a good thing.
What? So are you saying that my friend who's been on a 2-3 year lawsuit for a car accident finally just got his money? I have no clue where he's living because I just read his parents kicked him out and I just don't want to get involved. Are you advising that maybe it wasn't the greatest idea for him to just take that money and buy a vet and then go looking for Teslas?
Yeah, you know, it was kind of like the guy, I think maybe you saw this story, who got like a, was it $4 million COVID relief loan and then turned around and bought a Lamborghini and got himself arrested because they were wondering what he was doing with the money. you know, and again, yesterday, like I told you, it's the land of the free here and the home of the stupid. So you got to be careful which category you fall in. We are all free, but you have the opportunity to not be stupid. So you make that decision on your own. But yeah, I'm sure, maybe he did go out and buy a car or a house or multiple cars and houses, and nobody reported on that. So I may be a little off there, but even so, he's got the money to do it. If I had $450 million or $500 million, whatever the contract ends up being, I may frivolously spend some of it. I don't know about you. So, you know, you could buy your wife a bigger house if you had that kind of money.
No, not even bring that up.
Then I could buy the cats a house so we would all have someplace to live.
And then they stop puking on your bed.
Yes. Well, hey, I've had good luck with that. So, you know, let's hope that continues. So we'll see how that one goes. But yeah, and then we do have one. Well, actually, I think we got the other game started. You mentioned you had the Nationals game rolling along. We actually did have an early start due to the rain out yesterday. The Indians are beating the White Sox right now 4-2 in the bottom of the seventh. They're playing a traditional doubleheader. You know, since there's no fans, Dan, we don't have to do the thing where we got to chase everybody out of the ballpark so we can tell Celtics to the second game. So, yeah, the second part of the doubleheader is going to start 45 minutes after the first game ends. So we don't have to deal with the day-night stuff or anything like that. But, yeah, the Indians got out early, and I actually turned it off because I was excited to see Dylan Cease pitch, and he looked horrible. He ended up going 2 1/3, gave up 7 hits, 4 runs. They were all earned, and gave up 2 home runs. So, Not the best start to come out of the gate there. And it was Lindor in the first inning, and then Bradley Zimmer got him in the second inning before he got the hook. The White Sox, Tim Anderson did hit a home run for the White Sox. So if you're fantasy related in any way, you got that going on. But so yeah, that's the one game that's actually been kind of moving, has actually been moving along here. I believe it's the Blue Jays and the Nationals. Are they playing in Buffalo or is that game in Washington, Dan? Do you know?
I don't know. Oh, you mean Washington? It's in Washington.
Okay. So yeah, and that's kind of just got up and rolling. It's a 0-0 game right now. I think there's only been like one out or something like that. So they're just getting started. But yeah, we'll get, there's more stuff, like the Cubs being in Cincinnati, their game is right around the corner, even though Dan can't watch it on television. It'll still get started. And I know like the Braves and the Rays start at the same time. So just as Dan and I go away here in about 15 minutes, a lot more stuff will get up and running.
So Big Jack, is it premature to start ragging on my White Sox friend? Cause I have a cousin in particular who was just, for 3 days. Oh, where's all the Cup fans? They just got demolished, blah, blah, blah. And I just consistently just kept posting Allen Iverson memes because, we're talking about practice. And, a beatdown's a beatdown. I'm like, it doesn't count for anything.
Is this the cousin who has the weird infatuation with birds lately?
No.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I did hear he never mind. and now he only eats Fruit Loops. It just cracked me up because I'm like, and I don't know how this is in other cities and whatnot, but I don't know. I'm like, I'm with you. You want to rag on Cub fans during the regular season if the team, the Sox beat the Cubs 25-6. Yeah, that's one thing. But when you're talking about practice, get your head out of the clouds, man.
We're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Thank you.
Good old Alan. Yeah, it's just to answer your question, in a 60-game season, it's not too early. Because if they go on to lose this game, they're going to be what? They're going to be 1-3. If they end up blowing tonight's game, which is a good chance they're 1-4, they're already digging themselves a hole they can't get out of. There's no reason not to jump all over them.
But here's the crappy part. I mean, on the flip side of it, if you're a Sox fan, this is looking to be an exciting team, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you look at the team and boy, there's a lot of really young talent on this team. And you just wonder, what's the issue? Why are we out of the gate so slow?
Because, that's the other part of it is I'm not a complete White Sox hater. Of course, my cousin, the other one, I've got to give him crap. That's just part of the game. But, I mean, this is a team that I fully expected, especially after seeing their preseason performance. But, again, you cannot judge anything by preseason. I don't know how many times you and I have to tell people it doesn't count. So if Yu Darvish goes out there and throws, 25 pitches, and 19 of them are basically thrown up for the batter to hit, and they crank out 16 home runs, David Ross and company aren't sitting there worried about how many home runs he gave up or runs or hits. It's preseason. You're focused on the pitcher's control and location. Is he hitting the spot where he's supposed to hit? Yes. Was it a home run, not golf run? Yeah. Oh, well, it's preseason. We're concerned with the guy getting his arm loose and getting the ball to the catcher and not throwing it to the backstop. But you know what I mean? So do I take the game a little too serious? Probably.
Yeah, you know, and the difficult part with this, you know, this White Sox team is, you know, pitching is the key to this team. But it's young pitching. And, you know, you don't always know what the hell you're going to get when you got young pitchers. And right now that is really showing. I mean, you know, unfortunately, Lucas Giolito was terrible in, you know, in his first start. You know, luckily, you know, Dallas Keuchel, who obviously is not a young pitcher, he's here to be the veteran influence on the staff. He was fine. You know, Ronaldo Lopez was horrible and then got hurt. Dylan Cease wasn't very good today. So there's three young guys right there who didn't perform for you. And, you know, again, it's only one start, but it's a 60-game season where every start is important. You know, it's not like Giolito's going to make 33 starts this year. He's probably going to make 12 or 13. You need every one of them. You need him to be able to keep your team in the game in every one of those starts. And he already failed once. You know, if the Sox are going to be a playoff team with this expanded playoff, and they should be, there's no reason they shouldn't be, you can't have that happen. You know, again, like I said, Dylan Cease just blew up. They have Carlos Rodon going tonight. He's been hurt for the better part of 2 years. So this is a huge start for him tonight. And again, you're playing the Indians, an interdivision team. You just lost 2 of 3 to the Twins, an interdivision team. You can't do this kind of stuff. You need to literally win every series, you know, especially at home. You know, you need to be taking 2 out of 3, 3 out of 4 every time, you know, in this kind of setup. And it's disappointing to watch those young guys go out there. And I know you like Giolito. I really was a big supporter of Ronaldo Lopez. You know, I know they keep saying he's going to be the guy that loses rotation spot when everybody finally gets to the majors. And it's, you know, it's disappointing to see them go out and pitch like that, even if it's just the one start, because you can't have it this year.
Yeah, and, you know, when you bring up Ronaldo Lopez, I'll say I discovered him, so to speak, two or three seasons ago, you know, sitting up in the upper part of the park, watching him throw a one-run game against the Angels with full-on Angels, not the shut them down in September kind of team. No, we're talking the night before the White Sox were demolished by like 10 or 12 runs. You know, Shohei and Trout both went deep in that game. And then the next day, Ronaldo Lopez comes on the mound. I think he gave up one or two runs, possibly maybe one. They may have lost or not, but if you would have seen his, I'm sitting there going, who the hell is this guy? I've never seen him. And, you know, the first time I see him pitch and then I start watching a little bit more, I'm like, man, this guy's got it going on. And then, like you said, you hear all that stuff. He's probably the first guy who's gone once they get everyone up and then to see the disappointing performance so far. And on top of that, I drafted him in both of our leagues. So I'm like, oh, man.
Well, here, you know, what I really want to know from you, and I probably should ask you this earlier, since we only got about 5 minutes left. We've got a pretty interesting matchup here tonight, and the game is actually on Fox Sports 1, which is kind of weird during the week, but I guess when it's Dodgers at Astros for the first time, you want to get that game on television. Are we Are we going to get some fireworks? You know, I know there were a lot of people talking that we would see a lot of Astros get hit. Now, in that first series, it didn't happen. But I got to tell you, Dan, if there's a team who needs a reason to throw at Astro hitters, it's the Dodgers, and they have it. So do we get a little bit of interest tonight? Maybe a little hot-tempered, you know, because, you know, the commissioner said he doesn't want any brawling. There'd be big consequences, you know, if the bench is emptied. So you think these teams can hold their tempers, you know, or are we going to see a couple of Astros get dusted off?
I think we'll definitely see some Astros get some close calls.
Kerplunked? You predicted a hit batsman?
Nah, I wouldn't say too many hit batsmen. I would say some big brushes.
So, yeah, because I thought that you know, that's just a very interesting matchup, as they say. So I'm not sure how that's going to go. But it is Walker Buehler for the Dodgers. So the Dodgers have their best, I guess, active pitcher. I know there are a lot of people who think Buehler is better than Kershaw right now because Kershaw has had his struggles. And the Astros are going with Framber Valdez, one of their young pitchers. So
it'll be interesting. Toronto's up 1-0. In case you're wondering.
Oh, okay. Yes. I'm always wondering. Of course, I don't know if I have anybody going there, so I should be all right.
No, yeah, but, you know, tomorrow, the Blue Jays is a team we should talk about. You know, right now, I don't have. They got some interesting people on their team. I was surprised to see Joe Panix playing there, and you know, I don't know if we'll have spent a whole lot of time, but definitely a team to look into. You know, I think that's been the biggest downside with, obviously, this whole pandemic is while we normally would have been just talking baseball, it was like, well, we'll talk about it when it happens. So I never really, I didn't pay a whole lot of attention to the moves that were made this off season or whatever you want.
Yeah, I had those moments the other day where somebody came up to bat and I went, oh, he's playing here now? So it was like, whoops. Because obviously going into spring training, I knew all that stuff.
Yeah.
But then, you know, they were gone for so long, I just kind of forgot it.
Well, and, you know, I think even when we were drafting, this was probably one of the first years I looked less at what team they were on and more so who the guy was when it came time to the draft. You know, if a certain guy came up or.
To be fair, I was very interested in Kevin Biggio, Bo Bichette, and Vlad Jr. But I think out of both teams, I think I only landed Kevin Biggio one time. So I didn't have much luck. I guess everybody else was on the same page as me when it came to those players, and I wasn't able to capture too many of them. And, you know, there's no way I could get Mr. Fantasy to go for him in the Money League, so I just kind of had to deal with it.
Yeah, well, don't forget that our league is not young. Our league is a little bit older.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us would be looking at those two, obviously because they're rookies, but then the other side of it, we all watch their dads play.
I did want to mention, I got to hit the music, but, you know, I have too many shortstops on that one team, so maybe you want to offer me something huge for D.D. Gregorius?
I'm going to look. Radio.